In local news, here is this week's Buncombe County COVID-19 Community Update. The COVID-19 metrics are on the CDC's COVID dashboard. For the week ending on September 9th, hospital admission levels are low in 94 of 100 counties in North Carolina, including Buncombe County, and almost 80% of the counties in the U.S. However, they have increased in North Carolina and Buncombe County from the previous week. For the week ending on September 16th, between 2-4% of the deaths in North Carolina were due to COVID, the third lowest of six groups. Emergency room visits for COVID-19 are low in North Carolina for the week ending on September 16th. This represents about 2% of all ER visits, the second lowest of five levels, and fewer than last week. Wastewater monitoring can be used to provide early warning for COVID outbreaks. The Buncombe and Henderson counties wastewater data for the week ending on September 13th is on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. The number of viral gene copies in each water sample is at a red level, representing the highest level of five groups, currently between the 80th and 100th percentile relative to the past level measured at the same site. The 15-day rate of change of the number of viral gene copies in each water sample is increasing from the previous week, between 10 and 99%, the middle group of the three groups for a positive rate of change. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services wants everyone to know that COVID-19 can affect people differently. Some people have mild symptoms, like a cold, and others have more severe symptoms, like a bad case of the flu. Some effects can be long-lasting. Older adults and immunocompromised people are at a higher risk of developing severe illness and being hospitalized. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends stay up to date with COVID vaccines. For extra protection, wear an efficient medical-grade mask. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. People with any COVID symptoms should get tested. If you test positive, your doctor may recommend medical treatment. If you do get COVID, here's the latest CDC guidelines. Isolate for 5 days, provided the fever has resolved, for at least 24 hours without taking any fever-reducing medicine. Day zero is the day that symptoms first appear. If there are no symptoms but a positive test, then day zero is the day the test was positive. Isolation means staying home and away from others. Wear a high-quality mask around others at home and in public for the next 5 days. Masking can stop earlier with two negative antigen tests taken 48 hours apart. More and more Americans have developed some immunity to COVID-19 from immunizations and previous infection. New variants continue to infect people, with the most at-risk groups more susceptible to severe illness.